The very first thing Moshe Rabbeinu chooses to review in Mishneh Torah and Sefer Devarim is the law of good judges, the importance of having good judges. And one of the things Moshe Rabbeinu highlights is a judge has to be fearless. True? Has to be fearless, not afraid to share the Din Torah, not afraid to speak what the Torah paskins, and not to be afraid of intimidating people who may put pressure to skew the case in their direction. Pasuk says, Lo Soguru Mipnei Ish. Moshe tells the people, make sure your judges are not afraid or intimidated by any of the people that they're litigating. Because, Sefer HaChinuch explains, in this case, the Shor HaMitzvah is pretty obvious, he says. What's the Shor HaMitzvah? Why is it important not to have a judge swayed by people? That's how you have a miscarriage of justice. How can you possibly have fairness and the right din if the judge is afraid to paskin against one of the people because he's a big, strong, scary guy? Now, the Achronim discuss what exactly is the intimidation. What is the threat of this person that would lead a person to be scared and to be told, even so, don't pervert the halacha, don't pervert the din. So Rashi in Maseches Sanhedrin and Paskin by the Bach and Choshen Mishpat says, it means that the guy will be annoying. He'll hassle you forever. He'll never leave you alone. It may be easier just to go his way to avoid having a headache of that person. The Shvus Yaakov in the 1700s says a step further. He says, even if the person is threatening you financially, you're going to lose out monetarily. Still, stay strong to Torah values. And then comes the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rishon and the Rambam, and the Sefer HaChinuch say something startling. Even if you're scared that the person may murder you or murder your family, you still have to stay the course and not be worried about that. How could that be? Murder? You have to endure the loss of your family for this value? The reality is, it's not the Chinuch's idea himself. He quotes from the Sifrei, from what Chazal on this pasuk say, Shema Tomar, a judge might be nervous. Yerei ani me ish ploni, I'm scared of that guy. I'm not pointing at a particular person, but I'm scared of that person. Shema Yahargeni, maybe he'll murder me. O Yarog Echad Mipnei Besi, says the Sifrei Talmud Lomar, Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish, don't be afraid. Now it's obvious why the other opinions didn't go at this level, because it would not be a Harg Val Yavar. One should not have to give up his life to paskin correctly. There are a few things a person has to give up his life for: Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichus Damim, killing somebody else, major Chilul Hashem, but this is just, okay, the parking ticket doesn't go his way, and he's going to kill you if you paskin that way. You have to give up your life? How can that possibly be? First of all, what does everyone else do with this Sifrei? They can't argue with Chazal. So the Bach and others, they say, well, it's not really a case of actual life and death. Maybe you're just being paranoid, but the guy's not really going to kill you. Or maybe it's a case of the Sifrei itself, maybe Machlokas. Not everyone agrees to the Sifrei. But we have to understand the Sefer HaChinuch. We have to understand really the Sifrei before him. What does it mean a person has to be paskin incorrectly and not be afraid, even if the person is threatening his actual life? So the answers to this question range halachic, hashkafic. For example, Binyan Sion, Stechemed, they write that maybe the rule is, Pikuach Nefesh, a danger to one's life is only taken into account when the danger is clear and present. Here it's anticipated potential future danger. If I don't paskin like this guy, if I go against him, maybe he'll kill me in the future. Maybe Pikuach Nefesh doesn't take into account future danger. That's a big can of worms. Sounds like, where is the cutoff point for that? The person's already making threats. Is that called imminent? Is that called future? Much bigger topic than we have for tonight, but certainly that's what they're trying to draw lines about. What is called clear and present danger, and what is called potential future danger? Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, he talks about the idea that the pasuk is making a special promise. You're right, normally a person shouldn't have to risk his life in a case like this, but Hashem says, if you paskin the correct way, I'll protect you. A divine promise from God against the regular rules of how we risk our lives for mitzvos. Hashem says, in this case, go all out, I'll protect you. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in this week's Parsha Emes Yaakov has a phenomenal idea to defend the Sefer HaChinuch, to defend the Sifrei. Why would a person have to paskin against a scary guy, even if he's threatening his life? Rav Yaakov quotes from a marshal 450 years ago in Bava Kama, who has another example of things that a person has to give up his life for. What the marshal calls Ziyuf HaTorah, a forging, a misrepresenting of what the Torah actually says. There's no time right now for the actual case of the marshal, But in the third parak of Bava Kamma, there is a case where the Chachamim told the Akum, told the non-Jewish people what the Torah says, even though in the process they risked their own lives. The question is obvious. Why didn't they just lie? Just don't teach them that one thing. Why would you put Klal Yisrael at danger? And the Marshal says, you see from over here, Ziyaf HaTorah, forging what the Torah says, is Yaharik Val Yavar. Better to give up one's life than to actually pretend the Torah says something that it does not actually say. Wild idea. Perhaps it's actually based in Avodah Zarah. Hashem's names are the Torah. So to pervert the Torah is to actually pervert God himself. Maybe the idea is Chil Hashem, a massive Chil Hashem, to pervert what the Torah actually says. And maybe that's what's going on over here, Rav Yaakov says. Here also, for a judge to know the halacha, and when he already knows the halacha, to kick the case away and say, I'm too scared, or to change the halacha to pass him like the scary person, may in fact be a ziyuf haTorah, a perversion, a forgery of what the Torah actually says. And in that case, it may be better for a person to actually face potential death. Ooh, not paskening over here. But a very wild idea, the importance of when a person is a judge, when a person represents Torah values, the critical importance, perhaps at the cost of one's life even, the importance of a person taking the Torah seriously. It's a fascinating discussion for judges, but for all of us, an important lesson about representing the Torah properly, sticking true to our values, standing up for what we believe in, even if sometimes it's not so popular. We have to always stay true to the Torah values and live a Torah life.